नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 28। मन्ये त्वां कालं ईशानं अनादिनिधनं विभुम् समं चरन्तं सर्वत्र भूतानां यन्मिथकलि। मन्ये त्वां कालं ईशानं अनादिनिधनं विभुं समं चरन्तं सर्वत्र भूतानां यन्मिथकलि। मन्ये आई कन्सिडर त्वाम
योर लॉर्डशिप
कालम
द इटर्नल लव
ईशानम
द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड
अनादि निधनम
विदाउट बिगिनिंग एंड एंड
विभुम
ऑल परवेडिंग
समम equally merciful, distributing, everywhere,
bhutanam
of the living beings,
yat mitha,
by intercourse,
kali,
dissension. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, I consider Your Lordship to be eternal time, the Supreme Controller, without beginning and end, all pervasive one. In distributing Your mercy, You are equal to everyone. The dissensions between living beings are due to social intercourse. Please repeat. My Lord, I consider your lordship to be eternal time,
the supreme controller,
without beginning and end,
the all pervasive one.
In distributing your mercy,
you are equal to everyone.
The dissensions between living beings
are due to social intercourse.
Purport. Kunti Devi knew that Krishna was neither her nephew nor an ordinary family member of her paternal house. She knew perfectly well that Krishna is the primeval Lord who lives in everyone's heart as the super soul, Paramatma. Another name of the Paramatma, feature of the Lord, is Kala, or eternal time. Eternal time is the witness of all our actions, good and bad, and thus resultant reactions are destined by Him. It is no use saying that we do not know why and for what we are suffering. We may forget the misdeed for which we may suffer at the present moment, But we must remember that Paramatma is our constant companion, and therefore he knows everything, past, present and future. And because the Paramatma feature of the Lord distinguishes all actions and reactions, he is the supreme controller also. Without his sanction, not a blade of grass can move. The living beings are given as much freedom as they deserve, and misuse of that freedom is the cause of suffering. The devotees of the Lord do not misuse their freedom, and therefore they are the good sons of the Lord. Others who misuse freedom are put into miseries destined by the eternal Kala. The Kala offers the conditioned souls both happiness and miseries. It is all predestined by eternal time. As we have miseries uncalled for, so we may have happiness also without being asked, for they are all predestined by Kala. No one is therefore either an enemy or friend of the Lord. Everyone is suffering and enjoying the result of his own destiny. This destiny is made by the living beings in course of social intercourse. Everyone here wants to lord it over the material nature, and thus everyone creates his own destiny under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. He is all-pervading, and therefore he can see everyone's activities. And because the Lord has no beginning or end, he is known also as the eternal time, Kala. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Manye Tvam Kalam, Ishanam, Anadi Nidhanam, Vibhum, Samam Charantam Sarvatra, Bhutanam Yanmita Kalihi. My Lord, I consider your Lordship to be eternal time, the supreme controller, without beginning and end, the all-pervasive one. In distributing your mercy, you are equal to everyone. The dissensions between living beings are due to social intercourse. So Queen Kunti here is calling Krishna as a eternal time, Kala. And she is also saying that you are Vibhum. Vibhum means everywhere. So we can see practically that Kala is everywhere, except in the spiritual world. In the material world, everything is controlled by Kala. You know? That's why we say time is a big healer sometimes. And time is a big killer every time. Sometimes it heals, but most of the time it destroys. What is there today may not remain forever, because this is the nature of material, prakriti. What is the nature? To be temporary. In a way, it is temporary on this planet when we see that, but actually it is not temporary. Because if you really look at it, even at the end of annihilation, everybody goes back into the body of Mahavishnu. So it's not destroyed. It just goes, you cannot see it. And then again, when he breathes out, then everything is recreated, so to say. Actually, there is no recreation. It's only that everybody starts accepting different bodies. So Kala is the real thing. We hear so much about time, Kala. We know that once Kala has passed, it cannot come back. And that's why it is continuous. It's not that it started at some point and is going to end some point. No. It's always there. So we see so many things about Kala. We say time is money, people say, you know, these days. But time is everything. It's not only money. It can give you money, it can take away money. You may have, for example, some people are born very rich. So our scriptures say that even if you are super rich, like, you know, your father or mother or whoever was billionaire, that wealth lasts only for 7 generations maximum. You know, because for that wealth, you know, if you can create different wealth, that's another story. But that wealth, if you keep on using and, you know, not try to do something, it lasts for only 7 generations maximum. So Kunti Devi is saying that you are Kala. And again she is saying that samam charantam sarvatra. Samam. You are equal to everybody. She is confirming. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita that I am equal, I am not biased. I am equal. So why we are suffering like this? So Kunti Devi is explaining. We are suffering like this because Bhutanam, we, the Bhutas, the living entities. Yan Mitha Kali. Mitha, by intercourse. Intercourse meaning mixing with people, you know. When we mix with the material things, then the contamination starts, and because of contamination, Kalihi. Kali means dissension, not agreeing with each other. If you live alone, there is a question of any problem with anybody. But a human being is called as a social animal. We are all social animals, you know, we cannot live. And this whole misery has come upon us of our own choice. We are with Krishna and then we thought that no, there can be something better than this. And Krishna sanctioned it. So he is the one who is sanctioning. Prabhupada says, he is the one who sanctions. Remember one time I was telling you that Shirodakshaya Vishnu, or any Vishnu for that matter, when he's lying on the Ananta Shesha, half closed eyes, you know, and the Lakshmiji is massaging his feet, lotus feet. So Lakshmiji asks him, my dear Lord, how is it that you are always taking rest? Sleeping, half sleep. So you don't have anything better to do? And the Lord says, oh, no. Don't think I am sleeping. He says, actually, I am contemplating on all the trillions of jivas, souls, individually. And as they are willing, acting, etc., etc., he says, I keep on watching that and I sanction the results of that, you know. In the sense, everything, even the next action, what we do, is sanctioned by the Lord. So that is one thing we have to remember. You know, like Prabhupada says here, and many times we heard this, that not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. So even when we are doing puja, for example, you know, so you say, I am serving you, Krishna, but even for that we need Krishna's sanction. If Krishna doesn't sanction, then you may be doing the arati and the hand may go like this and the circle may not be completed. So every moment the Lord is sanctioning. The next breath, that's why some people say that the next breath is the gift of the Lord. You got the next breath, that means you got one more extra time. Kala has, in, you know, in your Kala has extended a little. Because that's how the things work. And then, Prabhupada says that the devotees are the good sons of the Lord. Everybody is son of them, everybody is part and parcel. So it's not that God has only devotees as their sons. He has all the sons. But then the devotees are considered as good sons because they are cooperating with his system, cooperating with his plan. Like in a family also, father may have many sons, but all may not be good sons, you know. There may be some good sons and there may be some bad sons and there may be all the bad sons sometimes. Sometimes there may be only, most these days of course there are not too many sons also, you know, like there is only one. And then he becomes something. He can become anything. He can become a terrorist. He can become a gunda. He can become a politician. Anything can happen. So, because the devotees do not misuse the independence given by the Lord, the freedom given by the Lord, so they use it in Lord's service, even that independence, the freedom. And the freedom comes because we are part and parcel, and Krishna has the total independence, so we have a little of it. So the moment we want to lord over anything, then the problem starts. You know, then we are able to do it for some time, but we create our own destiny, ultimately. You know, that's why Prahlad Maharaj, I love that. Prahlad Maharaj, when he says that all the happiness and grief is stored in you when you are, when you come to this material world. And that's what Srila Prabhupada confirms here. He says the miseries come sometimes without notice, and at the same time happiness also comes without notice. We don't deserve it. You know, we are in a very depressed mood and suddenly we receive a parcel from a friend, or you have given some money to somebody and we have forgotten about it, and suddenly he says, here's your money. You're not expecting it. So, you deserve or not deserve, we don't know. How can we say? So here Prabhupada in one purport explains so many things. He explains karma, he explains kala, he explains our freedom. And so, and he finally says that, so Krishna is known as Kala. And Kala is one of the five subject matters of Bhagavad Gita also. Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma. These are the five subject matters. So Kala is one of the important ones, you know. We cannot take it easy. Yes. The only way, as I said, you want to get rid of the time factor, the influence of time on you, then we have to go to Krishna Loka. That is the only place, all the Vaikuntha planets are like that. There is no time factor there. So, I'd like to stop here. If you have any question, comments.
You say, the Lord sanctions certain things. He actually, no, he sanctions the actual results and one's activities, but not the actual action in itself. Because you couldn't sanction choices that you make. No. You cannot sanction actions.
No, I'm not talking of that. I'm talking of, you know, even in action. This is an action now, you know, taking the prasadam and bringing it to. So that bringing has to be sanctioned by him. If he doesn't sanction, you can't even lift.
Yeah, but there are certain things he doesn't sanction.
Pardon me?
There's certain things he couldn't sanction. I mean, he can, but he doesn't sanction.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's all up to him.
He sanctions everything.
He doesn't sanction everything.
Just certain things.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there'd be no freedom.
That's what I'm saying. Every activity is sanctioned by him.
Activity.
Like, this is an activity, right? I'm lifting this. I want to keep from this from here to here.
Yeah.
So the Lord has to sanction me to allow me to do this.
Yeah.
That way I'm saying.
What things doesn't sanction?
Pardon me?
What doesn't sanction?
Does?
What doesn't be sanctioned?
Many times. Many people die, just, you know, the hand is here, the mouth is here, the food is here, and
saying he doesn't sanction certain.
Yeah, that's why.
He doesn't sanction everything.
No, I'm not saying. That's why I'm saying. He says every single action he has to keep sanctioning or not sanctioning. That's his activity. He's explaining to Lakshmi Devi that that's my activity. I'm understanding their feeling, and whether the feeling is fulfilled or not, that is up to the Lord. You may feel, you may desire something, but the desire is sanctioned or not. Your action is sanctioned or not. Yes, the activity that you are doing is your own. But the Lord sanctions it. It's okay. You want to do this activity? Go ahead. Of course, that doesn't mean he is going to interfere in every step. Krishna says, I am not interfering.
Yes, it depends on
Yeah.
Because that's the thing you can't. It says that the Lord, not blade of grass, like it says, the blade of grass is moved by the will of the Lord. But at the same time, living in his free will. So, in many circumstances, not everything, like you say, everything is sanctioned. Whether he decides whether he wants the other person to do it or not, but ultimately there's the free will of the choice of living in it.
Yeah.
So otherwise, why is there is there so much suffering in the world?
That's what Prabhupada says. All the suffering is because of us only, not because of the Lord. Lord is only, and because he is the Paramatma sitting, he has got all the records. And that's what it means by all, he decides, okay, this is the time for him to get this, get that. That's how you get happiness and suffering and things like that. From the past accounts and from the current accounts, both. Both are happening. Some are past, some are current. It's complicated. It's not that, so easy.
Yeah.
He's not saying, oh, it is past and oh, this is present. No, not like that.
Yeah.
But when we see something unusual, then we must remember that it is something from the past.
Yeah.
Like that's why, otherwise what is the meaning of saying, not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord?
Yeah, that's interesting because in one sense, you can see things, for example, mass cow slaughter or abortion or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are happening to these living entities due to their past activities.
Mm-hmm.
But so they're just kind of getting their karma in one sense, but ultimately in one sense, Krishna's saying don't do these things. But in another sense, the people are getting someone that's aborted, that's what was their karma, or something, a cow that slaughtered, what was their karma.
Krishna is saying don't do it, but at the same time if you have already done it, then Krishna has nothing to do with it. Yeah, you get it. That is what is meant by prarabdha. Prarabdha means the results of the karma. Krishna doesn't interfere every time. Sometimes he interferes. He tells Rukmini, if I start interfering in every case, then the whole karma theory goes, Like I gave that example of President of America, Once when he is leaving the office after 8 years or 4 years, then he gets a authority to, give freedom to some 10, 20 people or something like that.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay, here is a question by Tirthanga Prabhu. Nice question. He says, how to protect cooperation for long time? It is seen for some time it works, for some months or some years, but sometimes it gets hit by some silly things and both get hurt by silly reason. He's talking about devotees. Yes. He says the cooperation with the Lord's laws works. But sometimes it doesn't work, in the sense people, we do it for months and years and then suddenly some silly thing happens and...
Yeah.
Like he's talking of the blue pig. Yeah, 1 minute, I'll take that question. But first let me stop this.